How to get celebrity endorsements the cheap and easy way. All right, here we go.
Mixing business with politics. This is the Nathan Frazier Show.
All right, welcome back to the BYO Boss Podcast. I am your host with a hero complex. My name's Nathan Frazier, but you, more importantly, you are the Free Market Squad. And today, we're going to be talking about something kind of creepy. So let me ask you a question before we even start. Let me ask you a question. How great would it be if you had major celebrities endorsing your products or services? What if the hottest actors or singers were caught singing your praises on candid video? How great would that be for your business? Okay, before I even start with this one, keep this in mind. This is not legal advice. Continue listening at your own peril, and don't call me for bail money if you try this and it blows up in your face. This is like a chapter in the anarchist cookbook of advertising. Build this booby trap at your own risk. Okay, now that that's out of the way, let's talk about some crazy new technology that could make getting celebrity endorsements a whole lot easier. We're going to talk about two main pieces of software in particular. I want to talk about deep fakes and a new software from Adobe called Voco. First, let's talk about deep fakes. Now, if you haven't heard about this technology, it's pretty creepy. It's basically an algorithm that can take one person's face and superimpose it onto another person's body. It's like a photoshopped image, except for live video, or maybe not live video, but recorded video. You get the point. Anyways, as you can imagine, porno was the first industry to take this tech and really run with it. Deep fake videos of celebrities started popping up everywhere about a year ago, a year and a half ago. Someone would film a scene, and then they would take a famous actress and superimpose her face over that of the adult film star's face. And at the time, you could tell that the videos were faked, but the technology has come a long way in the last couple of months, and it's getting harder and harder to tell. And I should probably mention, I only know about this because of research for this podcast. I'm not saying I never visit porn sites, but celebrity sex videos aren't really my cup of tea. I like big booty Latin girls, just saying. Anyways, over the last year, deepfake videos have gotten almost impossible to detect. I saw one the other day with Barack Obama, and it blew my mind. And I saw another one where they put Steve Buscemi's face on Jennifer Lawrence's body while she was giving a speech. And I gotta tell you, it was creepy as fuck, but it showed how they could pull off almost anything. If you haven't seen these videos, I recommend doing a quick Google search for them. What you're about to see is going to blow your mind. Anyways, the second piece of tech that I want to focus on for this episode is something called Voco. It's a new audio editing software from Adobe. And what it does is it takes your recorded audio and translates it into text and then allows you to edit the text file. And here's the crazy part. Then it takes your edited text file and uses that to edit your audio recording. So for a podcaster like me, this is super cool. Sometimes I mess up when I'm doing a podcast episode and I don't realize that I said the wrong word until after I've already recorded it and I'm in the middle of editing the show. And at that point, it's too late to fix it. What this software allows you to do is find that word, delete it, and replace it with a new word. And simply by doing that, by finding the text and deleting that text of the word and typing in a new word, the software matches the replacement word with your own voice, fits it in where you want it, and it even allows you to match the tones and vocal inflections of your own voice. So it's kind of amazing for a podcaster like me. But here's the scary part. With enough of someone's voice to work with, The software can do more than just replace the odd word or two. If you feed in like 15 minutes of someone talking, the software can actually figure out how to duplicate their voice, duplicate their speech patterns, duplicate their inflections, duplicate their tones of voice, duplicate everything, and it allows you to create entire clips of audio in their voice. So you can type out a speech, select someone's voice, and Voco can basically simulate and create them delivering the speech in a way that the average person wouldn't know it was simulated. So you can imagine the possibilities. I think I just saw a video where they did this with Joe Rogan's voice. They took a bunch of episodes of the podcast, the Joe Rogan podcast. They fed it into the Voco software, and then they typed out an entire segment of him talking, and it sounded just like him. And you could hear the excitement in his voice raise when they wanted him to be excited. You could hear him get serious when they wanted him to be serious. It was crazy how realistic this sounded. Now, when I was a kid, there was this movie called Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was like this sci-fi flick. See, I screwed up right there. If I had Adobe Voco, I could go back and delete the sci-fi and make it say sci-fi. They had this movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it. Basically, it was like a life or death game show. Prisoners were given a chance at freedom if they would entertain the audience for this show. And the way that they would win the game show is they had to beat these particular bosses. It was kind of like a video game style thing where you had to beat level bosses. And if you beat each boss, you got a step closer and a step closer to freedom. And if you won the game, then you'd be able to walk out alive. Problem was, nobody was ever supposed to win the game because they were all convicted killers, or they were all prisoners. So they weren't supposed to actually win the game. It was just for them to play so that they could entertain the audience. But in the movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger's character just kept winning over and over. He was beating the bad guys, which were actually the good guys. And it was kind of like American Gladiators, if you're old enough to know what that is. God, I feel like such a boomer right now. Anyways, Arnold Schwarzenegger kept winning round after round, and he was also winning over the audience. And the producers of the show, they had to quash that before he won the game. So what they did is they faked his death for the whole world to see. They used a computer-generated model of him, and they had his fake image shoved into a wall of spikes, and the audience ate it up. They believed that he was killed. The show came to an end, and they prevented him from winning the game, or so they thought. Anyways, that's not the point. The point was, it showed how easy it is to convince people of something that never happened just by projecting it up onto the TV screens. And another example of this is from one of my favorite comic book graphic novels, which is, it's called The Dark Knight Returns, and it's a Batman comic book by Frank Miller. And something similar occurs in this comic book. So in the middle of a televised speech, the president of the United States begins to flicker in and out of existence, and it happens in front of, you know, it's televised. So the whole world is watching, and the president just begins to flicker in and out of existence. And it turns out that the president was never there in the first place. In fact, not only was the president not there delivering the speech, the president never existed in the first place. The president wasn't real. The president was a pre-programmed hologram that they had ran against other candidates and had won the election. So he was basically the ultimate puppet politician. And when it came, when the whole thing came to light that the president was a farce and the election was a farce, and there was the person that everybody had placed their faith in wasn't even a real person. The population didn't even care. Their response was basically, who cares if he's a hologram? The economy's doing great under him. And that was basically that. So again, another example of, even if people did know it was fake, would they care? And here's those are examples from the world of fiction. But the fact is this technology does exist, or at least it's right on the horizon. It's right around the corner. And if somebody started playing with that kind of technology today, most people probably wouldn't even question what they were seeing. And I want to point to two examples of the last week in politics to really make my case. So last week, a video, like a slowed down video, I think they slowed it down 25% of Nancy Pelosi giving a speech, started making its rounds on the internet. And the slowed down effect made it look like Nancy Pelosi was drunk. It made it look like her speech was being slurred. And a lot of people shared the video claiming that that was the case, that Nancy Pelosi was caught on video making a speech drunk as fuck. And a lot of people shared it, saw it, shared it, didn't question it, and said, hey, look at this video of drunk Nancy Pelosi. And in that same, that was obviously people on the right that wanted to smear her. Now, in that same time period, a journalist created a fake tweet by Donald Trump praising the leader of North Korea. And the same thing happened. People who didn't like Donald Trump started sharing the tweet and condemning Trump for saying the things that the tweet said without ever actually verifying whether Trump actually tweeted it or not. So on both sides of the political aisle, a fake video and a fake tweet emerged and people shared them. They both went viral without people actually checking to make sure that they were legitimate pieces of video or legitimate tweets. And that's the world that we live in. It's with a heavy heart that I report this, but that is the world that we live in. Now, just imagine what might happen once deep fake videos and Adobe Voco software become available for the mass market to use. It kind of gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. Now let's get back. I did my little political rant for the episode. I want to get back to what we were talking about when we started the show. So Shane Hunter, one of my Facebook friends, one of my real life friends, and somebody who's, in my opinion, I think he's a marketing genius. He got me thinking the other day. He mentioned how this technology, deep fakes, and he didn't mention the Voco, but I started thinking about how the two technologies could be used together. But he was talking about how this technology could be used to fake celebrity endorsements. And I hadn't even thought about it up until that time, but I think he's totally right. It would work, and most people would never be able to tell if the endorsement was fake or not. So what might the legal ramifications be? To be honest, I'm not sure. It's kind of like uncharted waters at this point. I'm sure that if people started, using deep fake technology to create celebrity endorsements of their product or of their service, I'm sure it wouldn't be tolerated for very long, but the first person to do so is going to make a huge name for themselves. And realistically, once it's out there, once this idea catches, once somebody proves the concept, I'm not sure that they're going to be able to actually put the genie back in the bottle. Even if active celebrities hit you up with a cease and desist order, what about dead celebrities? What if Tupac endorsed your blunt wraps? Or what if John Wayne endorsed your cowboy boots? Really, the possibilities are endless. And dead celebrities, you can find tons of video of these people. You can find libraries of audio samples from them. And even if you don't use actors or pop stars, even if you can't use actors and pop stars, does that take public figures off the table? There's a very real possibility that we're about to see a new Wild West in the advertising world. And I don't know. Are you ready for it? Is the world ready for it? That is the question. Anyways, if you like this podcast episode, if you feel like it gave you some stuff to think about, if you want to support my work, and you want to get some higher level marketing trainings, you can join my private community. It's called the Free Market Squad. And when you get, or when you join, you'll get access to a whole bunch of cool stuff to keep you ahead of your competition as far as marketing goes and as far as copywriting goes. You can check out more information about that by heading over to freemarketsquad.com and see if we're a good fit for you. And as far as the rest of this episode goes, I want to know what you think. What do you think the legal ramifications are going to be? What do you think the real-world implications of this technology are going to be, whether it's political or whether it's in the aspect of advertising and marketing? What do you think these two technologies of deep fakes and things like Voco from Adobe are going to, how do you think they're going to impact the world as we know it? What do you see the future being now that this technology exists and is available for mass market just around the corner? Anyways, my name's Nathan Frazier. I'm interested in hearing your thoughts. Make sure you leave them in the comments section, and I'll do my best to engage with it. I'm Nathan Frazier. I'm the High Priest of Propaganda. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Check out freemarketsquad.com if you want to join my community. And until next time, Free Market Squad, faith in each other, not in authority. I'm out of here. Deuces. Yo, you want to get more sales from your website? A simple $4 investment can make that happen. Get my time-tested template formulated for sales pages, proven to turn more of your website visitors into paying customers. Discover how to write the perfect sales page, even if you're not a copywriter. Go to salespagebook.com and get your copy today. A higher converting sales page is only one click away. Go to salespagebook.com today.